I speak to you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." A few years ago, my dad kept telling me to watch this new show on CBS entitled God Friended Me. The show is about a young adult named Miles Finer, who is an outspoken atheist and podcaster. Miles has a podcast called The Millennial Prophet. Through this media outlet, Miles tries to convince others that God doesn't exist. Then one day, he receives a friend request from an account named God on Facebook. This account suggests new friends to Miles in his home of New York City, who will require assistance from Miles. Initially skeptical, Miles decides to follow these suggestions to help people. His first suggestion had been a doctor who lost a patient and was on the verge of losing his girlfriend. While following up on his second suggestion, he meets and befriends Kara, a struggling magazine writer. Together with Kara and his computer hacking friend Rakesh, Miles tries to find out who is behind the God account, while still providing help to the account's continuing friend suggestions. I was hesitant to start watching the show because I was worried that they were using religion and God as a cheap ploy to get viewers. And the show honestly seemed a little corny to me. However, my dad kept hounding me to watch. He said, "Trust me, it's not what you think. Give it a try." My dad was basically saying to me, "Come and see." I gave it a try and grew to like the show. I enjoyed watching Miles struggle with being an atheist and his encounters with these people who the God account kept having him help. One of the more interesting relationships in the show is between Miles and his father, Arthur, who happens to be an Episcopal priest. In the first episode, Miles is talking to his dad about this podcast he is trying to promote, and his dad responds with anger. He says to Miles, "You think you are helping people, but you're not. You're taking away people's hope." Miles thinks he is helping people in their search for God by telling them that God doesn't exist. However, his dad is adamant on letting people decide on their own. He wants Miles to tell people on his podcast to come and see. Arthur wants people to create their own relationship with God, and he is afraid that Miles might be building a barrier for people to build that relationship. The God account invites Miles to come and see by having him build relationships with people across the city and showing Miles that God is in all of these people and all of these places. Now, I don't want to give anything away, but throughout the first season, Miles begins to open up to the existence of a God. He finally has a genuine interaction with God that is his own and not his father's. Miles becomes engrossed in his relationship with the God account, further enhancing his faith in the process. Despite all appearances to the contrary, we live in a world where Jesus brings death out of life. Jesus wants us to come and see the work that he is doing in the world. We do not need to advertise for Jesus or try our hardest to convince others to become Christians. All we need to do is invite people in and let them have an authentic encounter with the God that we know and love. The God who entered into human flesh and died for our sins on the cross, only to rise from the dead. A God that showed us death is not the end. There is resurrection and there is life. We need to open doors for those who are searching for God, not getting in the way of their quest. In the gospel reading today, Philip shows us what it means to be that open door for people like Nathanael, who is in search of God, the one whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth. After being called by Jesus to follow him, Philip came across Nathanael and told him the good news. Nathanael responded in a snarky way by saying, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Nathanael couldn't believe that the Messiah, the one they were waiting for, was coming out of an insignificant village in Galilee. During this time, many would have thought the Messiah was going to come from the territory of the former kingdom of Judah. Philip knew whom he encountered, and in his heart knew who Jesus was. Instead of getting upset with Nathanael, Philip responded with, "Come and see." He responded with an invitation to a relationship with the one true and living God. When Nathanael took that first step and approached Jesus, Jesus said, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus told him that he knew him under the fig tree before Philip called him. Nathanael was impressed with Jesus' knowledge and realized that Jesus truly was the Son of God for having known all of this information. Jesus replied by basically saying, "If you believe because I said I saw you under a fig tree, wait until you see what else I can do. You will see greater things than this." Jesus is saying to Nathanael, "Come and see." Some of you may be thinking, "All right, Thomas, come and see what?" There may be some of you sitting in the pews or watching at home, thinking that the Jesus who rose from the dead has not been very present since March. How can we invite people into a relationship with God when we haven't felt him ourselves? We may feel like God has abandoned us during the global pandemic, the period of racial awakening, and the assault on our nation's capital just last week. Miles from God Friended Me is an atheist in part because of the events that happened in his life where he felt abandoned by God. When Miles was a young boy, his mother died of cancer. He couldn't fathom how a God that was supposed to be good would allow his mother to die. Although his father is a priest and he was raised in the church and taught to love God, he wasn't feeling love when his mother died. He felt alone and lost as he was left with no mother. I think many of us have felt alone and lost during the year 2020 and into the start of 2021. The pain and suffering has at times been too much to bear. The good news is that we believe in resurrection, and we believe in a God that invited us into his suffering on the cross, and after that suffering came new life. We believe in a God who invites us to come and see the new ways we can experience him in our lives. Death and suffering are not the end. As Christians, who have passed down their faith from generation to generation in the church, we are charged with continuing this tradition. Even in the darkest of times, God is still working in the world and inviting people to come and see. God has been working through all of us during this time of darkness. There have been signs of God's resurrection and life in both the church and the world. We are invited to come and see how Jesus works through those fighting for racial equality. Women's basketball player Maya Moore is just one example of someone translating the social justice talk into action. She decided to leave professional basketball in order to help a prisoner by the name of Jonathan Irons, who she believes was wrongly accused of burglary and assault with a deadly weapon at the age of 16. She decided to leave the sport she dedicated her entire life to in order to free someone who was wrongly convicted. Moore believes that she is answering a call from God. She believes that God wants her to step away from the fray and consider what is truly important. God is telling her to come and see the work that needs to be done. Come and see the progress we are making as a country with the discovery of the new vaccines to help fight this virus. In the early stages of the virus, it seemed like a vaccine was far off and that darkness and death would continue to win. However, life is rising out of death in the form of these vaccines that are being created through the Spirit of Christ who is working through these scientists. Christ is working to promote healing through this terrible disease. Come and see the Spirit of Christ that exists in the children and families here at Grace Church, who helped create the Christmas pageant. This was presented as a new challenge to them, as they were to tell this Christmas story in a virtual format due to the virus. However, they prevailed as they spent extra time to rehearse at home and come into the church during off hours to record their parts. They ended up creating something beautiful, as footage was spliced together from previous pageants and it was combined into something new and wonderful. The spirit of Christmas was brought into the homes of all that watched, as children dressed as angels, sheep, shepherds, and the Holy Family, and they helped us welcome Jesus into the world that desperately needs him. Tomorrow, we celebrate and remember the life of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. He was probably the most visible spokesperson and leader of the civil rights movement until he was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee in 1968. In his final speech, made the day before his assassination, King talked about seeing a promised land. King said, "I just want to do God's will, and he's allowed me to go up to the mountain, and I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we, as a people, will get to the promised land." He was inviting people to see what he saw as a follower of Christ. He saw the promised land, and as he said it, it included little black boys and girls holding hands with little white boys and girls. King saw a time and place that included equality for all of God's children. He wanted people to come and see the promised land. King knew that the odds were against him as he was trying to enact change during a time of intense racism and hatred. However, he saw what the promised land looked like as a minister of the church who believed in God's redeeming power. King knew that love and acceptance would prevail. He knew that resurrection would come from this darkness and death, and he made it his goal in life to help others come and see what following Jesus meant during the civil rights movement. The resurrected Christ, we know, is still doing his work in the world. Jesus is still using people like Philip, Nathaniel, Dr. King, and Maya Moore to spread his message of love and hope to a hurting world. We can throw up our hands in despair over a world that seems to be spinning out of control, or we can invite people in to come and see the Spirit of Christ in the world, raising up life out of death. We can be introduced to the work of Christ over and over again through those we encounter, who invite us in to come and see the work that Jesus is doing. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Amen.